Welcome to the deep dive. Imagine for a second that you are tasked with condensing like the 20 most important years of your life into a single physical object.
Oh, wow. That's an incredibly heavy premise to start with.
Right. I mean, we are not just talking about the highlight reel, the vacation photos or the promotion announcement.
Yeah, the easy stuff.
Exactly. We are talking about the profound, world-shifting joy of welcoming two children into the world and, on the flip side, the sheer crushing agony of losing a close relative,
Yeah.
and then the absolute paralyzing terror of your spouse facing a life and death health
Which
crisis.
is just, I mean, unimaginable stress.
It really is. So if you had to take the sheer weight of 2 decades of survival, grief, and love, and
Yeah.
like forge all of that into one item you could actually hold in your two hands, what would you choose?
Well, when you frame a 20-year anniversary through the lens of pure survival like that, the usual go-to gifts just don't work.
Like a luxury watch or something.
Right, a luxury watch, a diamond necklace, a booked vacation to a resort. They suddenly seem a bit thin.
Yeah, they really do.
I mean, they capture the celebration, sure, but they don't quite capture the gravity of a life lived through those kinds of extreme emotional valleys.
And that profound need for something heavier, something more permanent, is really the foundation of today's mission.
Absolutely.
We are looking at a fascinating, true customer story shared directly from the official perspective of the Murobox team.
It's quite a story.
The article itself carries this incredibly striking title. It's called, "I Used 21 Exclusive Music Box Melodies to Compose the 20-Year Bond of Life with My Wife."
Just a beautiful concept.
It is. And our goal today is to unpack this massive year-long project. We're going to explore how a professional named Phil took a mechanical device, something made of gears, pins, and metal combs, and transformed it into what you can really only call a sounding autobiography.
Yeah, and what makes this source material so compelling to me is how it challenges our modern assumptions about technology, and memory.
Oh, for sure.
We are going to explore how a piece of modern, smart technology managed to transcend its own physical boundaries to become really the ultimate emotional vessel.
This is amazing.
It is. It's a story about using rigid mechanics to document the fluidity of life, death, and enduring love.
So, to truly grasp the magnitude of this story, we first have to understand the specific environment Phil was operating in.
Right.
The sources point out that Phil is a professional working in a very high-pressure environment, and for their 20th anniversary, he decided to spend an entire year painstakingly customizing 21 different songs for a physical box.
A huge undertaking.
Yeah. I look at this high-pressure professional and, okay, let's unpack this. If I'm exhausted, if I am at absolute rock bottom after a long day of crisis management, my default move is to throw on a pair of noise-canceling headphones to block out the world.
Right, just escape for a bit.
Exactly. I can
Yeah.
create a 30-second Spotify playlist on my phone right now. So why introduce a clunky wooden box into the equation? Does digital music somehow, failed to provide real comfort when you've been through something genuinely traumatic?
Well, I'd say it is less about digital music failing and more about how digital media operates on a psychological level compared to physical objects.
Okay, how so?
You really have to look at the context of those 20 years. Phil's family went through a dual tragedy. His wife faced a severe health
A
crisis.
literal life and death medical situation.
Exactly. And simultaneously, Phil was dealing with the devastating loss of a close relative. The article notes there were countless days spent entirely in tears.
Wow, just heavy, heavy stuff.
It is. And during those agonizing years, Phil found that his greatest comfort wasn't isolation or escapism.
It wasn't the headphones.
No, his greatest comfort was simply sitting quietly in a room, listening to his wife play her favorite tunes. It was the act of shared physical presence.
So the headphones would actually be counterproductive for him. He didn't want to block the world out. He wanted to anchor himself to his wife's presence in the room.
Precisely. And this brings us to the psychological concept of physical anchors.
Physical anchors, okay.
Yeah. Familiar music triggers a deep sense of safety, but a digital file is virtual. It is invisible code sitting on a server somewhere.
Right, it doesn't really exist in the room with you.
It lacks mass. Imagine a melody that accompanied you through the absolute lowest point of your life, the soundtrack to your survival.
Yeah.
Now imagine that melody being physically plucked on metal teeth right in front of your eyes. You see the mechanism rotating, you feel the vibration traveling through the table.
Oh, wow. It has physical weight.
Exactly. For Phil, this box acts as a living witness to their survival. he needed to take an abstract, invisible safe haven and turn it into something he could physically touch.
And because he needed that tangible proof of survival, he ran headfirst into some massive technical walls.
He really did.
The reality of what Phil and the Mirobox team pulled off is staggering. The timeline in the sources mentions it took nearly a full year of back and forth between Phil and the Mirobox team.
Right, specifically working with an arranger named Teacher Lou.
Yeah, Teacher Lou. And if you are listening to this and you've ever messed around with music production software, you know that if you want an instrument to play a certain way, you just drag a MIDI file onto a timeline.
It's instant.
Right, the computer renders it instantly. But the Mirobox isn't a digital speaker in a wooden frame.
No, not at all. It operates on the exact same physical principles as a music box from 100 years ago, just controlled by modern smart technology.
So, no speakers.
There are no electronic speakers hidden inside. Yeah. The sound is generated purely by physical mechanics, little pins plucking a 40-note metal comb.
Right. If it is a smart device connected to an app, why couldn't they just, like, feed the original sheet music into the machine and have it rapidly play whatever notes they needed?
Well, physics, basically. Yeah, the major limitation of that physical reality is the transient response of the metal.
Okay, transient response.
When a pin plucks a metal tooth on the comb, that piece of metal vibrates wildly to produce the sound wave.
Makes sense.
If you try to strike that exact same vibrating metal tooth again in rapid succession, say the song requires a fast repeating note, you don't get a beautiful, continuous musical tone.
What happened?
You get a harsh, noisy, metallic clash. The pin is physically colliding with a piece of metal that is already moving in the opposite direction.
Oh, wow. It's like trying to type a fast-paced novel on a vintage typewriter.
Yes.
If you strike the same key or even adjacent keys too quickly, the metal arms just jam together in the middle and everything locks up.
That is the perfect way to visualize it.
You physically cannot force the mechanism to move faster than the physics allow.
Exactly. And that mechanical limitation is where Teacher Lou's expertise became critical. He couldn't just copy the sheet music of these famous songs.
Right.
He had to act as an acoustic illusionist.
An acoustic illusionist. I love that term.
It fits so well, because if a melody required rapid, repeating notes that the comb physically couldn't handle, Teacher Lou had to creatively imply the rhythm.
Imply the rhythm? How?
He utilized arpeggios, layered harmonies, and rhythmic offsets to trick the human ear into hearing the original melody without actually striking the same metal tooth too fast.
That is incredibly clever.
He was forced to create the grand illusion of a full, sweeping orchestra using only the mechanical plucks of a highly restricted metal comb.
He was translating complex human emotion into the rigid, unforgiving laws of physics.
Exactly.
And because Phil was constrained by these intense mechanical limitations, the 21 songs he chose couldn't just be a random playlist. Every single track had to perfectly justify the sheer mechanical effort required to arrange it.
There's no room for filler.
None at all. The track list itself is where the narrative really takes shape. When you look at the storyline Phil mapped out, you see how heavily curated his choices were.
The music had to serve as an accurate documentary of their emotional journey.
Let's look at phase one of the track list, which Phil categorized as hope.
Okay.
The first major chapter of their story was welcoming their two children. To signify this, Phil selected a very specific piece. He chose the light, hopeful theme called Departure from the animated Studio Ghibli film Kiki's Delivery Service.
Ah, yeah, a beautiful piece of music.
It is. And the intent here was to establish a baseline. He wanted to signify that no matter how grueling the subsequent years became, the children were their enduring motivation.
Right. But as the story outlines, that light, animated hopefulness was soon overshadowed.
Yeah.
Phase two of their life together represents the battle. When his wife's severe illness struck, the daily reality of their household shifted from raising a young family to fighting a medical siege.
A total paradigm shift.
Completely. And a sweeping animation soundtrack fundamentally lacks the acoustic weight to carry the reality of a life and death crisis.
Right. He needed something heavier.
He needed a battle anthem.
And this was a massive aha moment for me while reading the article. It is so counterintuitive. Think about the typical framing of a 20th anniversary gift. The cultural expectation is that you pick a sweet, romantic, nostalgic track. You pick a ballad.
Sure, yeah.
But Phil bypassed all of that. For this darkest chapter, he chose the theme song from Disney's Hercules, the track Go the Distance.
Oh, wow.
Right? It suddenly clicked for me that this wasn't a sweet, soothing song designed for his wife to listen to while she was resting.
No, not at all.
This was a song Phil sang to himself in the middle of the night.
That is wow. It reveals the often unspoken reality of caregiving during a long-term medical crisis. Because love isn't always romantic dinners or holding hands. Sometimes love is the crushing, grinding responsibility of holding the entire infrastructure of a family together when you are utterly depleted.
It's just sheer endurance.
Exactly. It is the sheer stubborn force of will required to project strength when your partner is fighting for their life and your children are looking to you for stability.
It is pure, unfiltered survival mode.
Yes. And when you conceptualize Go the Distance being played on this specific mechanical device, the medium elevates the message.
What do you mean?
Well, the mechanical ticking of the cylinder and the rhythmic, repetitive plucking of the metal comb take on a deeply metaphorical meaning.
Oh, I see.
The sound mirrors Phil's own grinding footsteps. It is the acoustic representation of him forcing himself forward, step by grueling step, to be his family's hero when there was absolutely no safety net left.
The physical mechanism of the box literally mirrors the physical toll of his perseverance. That is brilliant.
It really is.
Thankfully, the family survived that medical siege. The story eventually moves into a third phase, which memorializes the peace that followed their trials.
Right.
And this is where the physical nature of the box elevates the final emotional message even further.
Because the resolution of the emotional journey requires a different acoustic presence.
Exactly. For this final chapter, Phil chose Michael Jackson's classic, I Just Can't Stop Loving You.
A great choice.
He chose this to represent the eternal promise that their underlying bond is what ultimately pulled them through the fire. But here's the detail that really caught my attention.
What's that?
In the article, Phil specifically praised the reverberation of this particular song on the Miro box.
Ah, the reverberation.
Yeah. And if you are listening to this on a smartphone, you know that adding reverb to an audio file is effortless. We just apply a filter to make a vocal sound like it's in a grand hall.
Right, it's just a button press.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why is the reverberation of this specific wooden box so critical to him?
Because there is a vast scientific difference between digital simulation and acoustic reality.
Break that down for me.
When you add a reverb effect to an MP3, a processor is running a mathematical algorithm to fake an echo. It is uniform.
It's essentially artificial.
Exactly.
Oh.
It sounds the exact same whether you're listening to it in a subway car or a cathedral. But in a physical music box, you are dealing with the actual kinetic transfer of energy.
The energy of the pin hitting the metal comb.
Correct. When that metal pin plucks the tooth, the kinetic vibration doesn't stop at the comb. That physical energy transfers down through the metal chassis and directly into the wooden resonance box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the specific density of that wood, whether it is spruce or maple, acts as an acoustic amplifier. It physically pushes the air molecules inside the box, pushing them out into the room.
So the environment itself becomes part of the instrument.
Exactly the point. It interacts with the ambient humidity of the room, the specific grain of the wood, the acoustic properties of the living room walls.
That's incredible.
Every single time that box plays, the reverberation carries the actual, literal temperature of the physical space they are sharing. It is a localized, unreplicable sound wave.
A living sound wave.
Yes. For Phil, this deeply resonant, grounding acoustic reality perfectly mirrored the profound, heavy peace they finally achieved. It's not a standardized digital echo. It is the living sound of their current reality.
A living sound for a family that fought so incredibly hard just to keep living.
Beautifully put.
And Phil understood the gravity of this object so deeply that the handoff of the final product became a ritual. He didn't let this year-long masterpiece be wrapped in bubble wrap and handed to a delivery driver in a standard cardboard box.
No, I mean, a sounding autobiography demands a different level of respect.
It really does. He actually took his entire family of four directly to the Miro box office in Sanchon. They went to pick it up in person.
That's amazing.
They sat down, they listened to the founder's story, and they witnessed the physical birth of this device together as a family. He even had a custom plaque engraved on the wood to permanently seal the meaning of it all.
Do you have what it says?
I do. It reads, "We are meant to be. Always have, always will. True love comes once in a lifetime."
It acts as the final punctuation mark on a 20-year sentence.
It does. And looking back at everything we've explored today, you know, the psychological need for physical anchors, the intense mechanical engineering, the acoustic science of resonance, and the careful curation of a survival soundtrack.
There are so many layers.
There are. It brings us to the core perspective the Miro Box team is sharing here. This single customer story proves how a modern innovation can completely redefine an age-old industry.
Absolutely. The contrast is massive when you examine the history of these mechanical devices.
How so?
Well, a traditional spring wound music box is beautiful, but it is fundamentally limited by its architecture. You turn the key, and it plays the exact same 10 to 15 second melody, endlessly looping until the kinetic energy of the spring unwinds.
Right.
It is an acoustic snapshot. A 15 second loop simply does not have the bandwidth to tell a complex 20-year life story involving grief, illness, and triumph.
It is a beautiful novelty, but it's fundamentally a toy.
But the smart music box concept completely shatters that historical limitation. By replacing the fixed mechanical cylinder with a digitally controlled yet physically plucking mechanism, it isn't bound by a single song.
Right. It can do so much more.
Yeah. It can hold Phil's 21 songs or countless other custom tracks, mapping out a precise, evolving life trajectory. This dynamic, exclusive emotional companionship provides a completely new value proposition.
It's a game changer.
It really is. It takes the endless capacity of the digital world and grounds it in the heavy, resonant reality of physical acoustics. It is something traditional music boxes absolutely cannot achieve.
It bridges the gap between the infinite and the tangible, and it leaves us with a fascinating philosophical thread to pull on.
Oh.
We live in a hyper-fast, cloud-based era where we have practically infinite storage. We can save millions of photos, thousands of Spotify playlists, and endless text threads on servers we will never see.
Yeah, everything is in the cloud.
But 50 years from now, those servers might be shut down. Formats change, accounts get deleted, and our massive digital footprints could vanish in a literal instant.
Poof. Gone.
Exactly. A physical box, however, relies on the eternal laws of physics. Gears turning, pins plucking metal.
Yeah.
It will continue to make sound as long as someone is there to engage it.
It forces a permanence that the digital world lacks.
And maybe that is the ultimate takeaway here. When you have infinite cloud storage, you save everything, which means nothing is truly prioritized.
That's a great point.
But when you are forced to deal with the friction and limitation of physical media, when you have to carefully curate what is worthy of being permanently etched into metal, you are forced to decide what actually matters.
You have to choose.
Does making a memory physically indestructible actually make it heavier to carry? In a world where we can save everything effortlessly, maybe the true luxury is finding the few profound moments worth turning into a living, breathing acoustic reality.
Something to think about the next time you hit save.
Exactly. Keep exploring and keep listening.